Now we are coming to the visibility diagram. Of course, it is awfully important to note that GPS observations require a good view of the sky. Obstructions above the mask angle must be taken into account, especially with static control surveying. This diagram is known as a station visibility diagram, or a polar plot, or sometimes called a sky plot. These concentric circles are meant to indicate 10-degree increments along the upper half of the celestial sphere. From the observer's point of view, zero on the perimeter to the observer's zenith. The horizon would be zero, and the zenith would be 90 in the center. Hemisphere is cut by the observer's meridian, shown as line zero in the north and 180 degrees in the south. In other words, if one were to look straight up, would be looking through the 90-degree point in the middle. The other numbers and solid lines radiating from the center every 30 degrees around the perimeter of the figure are azimuths from north, and augmented by dashed lines every 10 degrees. So, using a compass and a clinometer, this of course is a handheld device for measuring vertical angles, a member of reconnaissance team can fully describe the possible obstructions of the satellite signals on the visibility diagram. By standing at the station and measuring the azimuth and vertical angle of points outlining the obstruction, the observer can plot the object on the visibility diagram. For example, here's a windmill base that is shown in the cross-hatched figure. It's been drawn from the observer's horizon up to 37 degrees in vertical angle, from 168 degrees azimuth to about 182 degrees. This allows one to correlate this obstruction with other charts that will give one the number of satellites available, the azimuth and height of those satellites at a particular time, and so design the observation on this particular point so that satellites will not be obstructed by this particular windmill. Knowing where it is allows you to design a session where there won't be obstructing satellites. This is a very good way to avoid multipath as well, since, of course, a bounce of the signals from the obstructions can corrupt the observation.